Space, the big empty. Me and my crew voyage throughout the inky blacks looking for adventure, excitement, and a decent timeshare condo. I'm Captain Jersey Standard, and this is my ship, the Watercress. And these are our stories.
Tonight's episode, Spit and Polish.
I'll ask again, permission to come aboard?
Permission granted. My apologies for my flummoxed demeanor. It's just we're expecting Inspector Hank, who's an old friend of ours.
I am afraid, due to an unfortunate turn of events, Inspector Hank could not be here today.
What, is he, sick or something?
Well, not exactly. From what I understand, they're still cleaning his remains out of the airlock he inspected.
That sounds messy.
Well, it is. But that's what happens when a body is exposed to a violent overpressurization.
Oh, my.
Followed by an equally violent depressurization.
I bet he popped like an overripe pimple.
Absolutely he did. In fact, the station commander heard it all the way up in his quarters.
Yes, yes, of course. But as I was saying, miss, welcome aboard my ship, the Watercress.
Wait, it was my understanding that this vessel's registered name was the USCSS Caprica Sky.
Well, it is, or was. I got into a little financial trouble in the Odysseus system, and so it was to my advantage to alter the name of this here vessel, as you put it.
Financial trouble? Do tell.
The captain nearly lost his shirt at the triple track.
Look, we're getting off on the wrong foot. Let's start over. I haven't even introduced myself.
No need. You are Captain Jashavia Standard.
My friends call me Jersey.
Which we are clearly not going to be. To continue, Ministry of Space ID TN/19/72/CH, veteran of the Space Navy.
Damn right. Made it to the rank of captain.
Owner and operator of the Caprica Sky. Right, the Watercress, based out of the Antares Cluster. Ew. I just touched this workstation. Why is it so sticky?
Well, that depends on where the workstation is and who used it last.
Oh, lords.
Yeah, you might want to give your hands a little washy-poo.
Right. To your left is Zachary P. Zach, who, strangely enough, has no official ministry ID number. And over there is Charity Llewellyn Arbuckle.
Hey, hey, hey! No one is calling me Charity. I'm known as Lungs. Get it?
Sure, whatever. Wait, are you smoking? On a spaceship?
You know it.
I'll be honest. So far, I am not impressed with what I see, and I have yet to leave this room. Just walking through your airlock, I've spotted several violations, which raises doubts to the safety of this ship. The stench in the air indicates that your air filters are clogged, the buildup of grease on the walls represents a serious fire hazard, and... Mr. Lungs, are you still smoking?
Not really. It's more the cigar that's smoking now.
I could shut you down right now, but I am willing to give you another chance. Who will escort me?
Allow me, little lady, to escort you through my ship.
Mr. Standard, please address me as Lieutenant Gutman. Seeing as I earned that rank as a Ministry space pilot, I deserve some respect.
Yes, ma'am. And for the record, I prefer to be addressed as Captain Standard.
Hoo-hoo!
Lungs, not helpful. Show respect to the Lieutenant.
Respect? Why, she's just some pencil-pushing bureaucrat from the Central Ministry. I ain't gonna be talked down to by the likes of her. Oh, God!
Excuse me?
My bad! I didn't mean to say that. I'm so sorry. Please, let go of my...
Your privates?
Yes, please. It's my little lungs.
Do I have your attention?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. So from now on, you will treat me with respect. Or else. Understood? Good.
Oh, God.
Now that we understand each other, let's start the inspection, shall we?
The Flight of the Bucket will return after these messages.
This week on 60 Parsecs, Body Snatchers. Is your loved one who they say they are? can you be sure? Lava apes, nature's cruel joke, or an affordable heating alternative? Asimov's three laws of robotics, government overreach at its finest. All that, plus Andy Romulus.
Some say I'm genocidal, but I just think all humans should die.
Tune in tonight on Squared Cubed Box at T45.
We now return to the Flight of the Bucket.
This is your cargo? It looks like piles of garbage.
Yes, ma'am. We collect excess waste materials from deep space vessels.
Why?
Allow me to explain. Them big capital ships and cargo haulers generate a huge amount of waste as they transit from one locale to the next. So's, we hit them up to see if they have any excess trash to take off their hands.
How do you make any money off that?
We charge a small fee.
Plus salvage what we can to resell. You'd be surprised how one being's trash is truly another's treasure.
I imagine that some of it would be toxic, possibly radiological.
Certainly. So we store that kind of trash in a special chamber on the other side of this here hatch.
So how do you dispose of it?
Dispose of it?
Yes, certainly you don't just randomly dump it into space.
Boards, no. Way too valuable.
As what?
As space fuel.
What?
Yeah, we burn that stuff for fuel.
This is a joke, right?
No, ma'am.
You see, this way we save a ton over paying at the pump.
It's established technology first developed by the Astra Alliance for their space colonies.
And how many of their colonies are left?
None.
And why is that?
Well, actually, everyone died due to the toxic pollution created as a byproduct. I would have thought you'd know that.
Exactly. That's why the Ministry banned the process due to its toxicity.
Really, you have no idea. Stuff will strip the paint right off the hull, so as we vent the exhaust pretty far from the ship.
Which is why it's been banned for use.
Only in areas of planetary jurisdiction.
We avoid that little rule by rarely dropping into an atmosphere.
You must know, Captain. This is going in my report.
Of course it is.
Now, let's go to engineering.
Must we? I mean, I hardly go down there myself due to all the steps and the ladders. And my hips is no good.
No, we're going, with you or without.
All right, I'll come.
Flight of the Bucket will return after these messages.
Modern life is full of safety, but we all crave a little danger. So to scratch that itch, we present Danger Box.
Danger Box is a monthly subscription service to fulfill all of your danger needs.
Each month, you'll receive a curated box just full of danger.
A typical Danger Box might be stuffed with the following:
venomous reptiles, overcharged lithium batteries,
leaded gasoline, hepatitis C,
fire ants, tubes of gluten,
wow potato chips, Pop Rocks with a bottle of Coke,
sharp yet rusty razor blades,
Crystal Pepsi, trans fats,
a membership in the Flat Earth Society,
a deranged hobo, the reanimated corpse of Dustin Diamond,
Microsoft Word's office assistant Clippy,
Tide Pods, a ham sandwich,
Applebee's riblet,
parental disappointment,
a honey badger, a hand grenade missing the pin,
dynamite, a pack of enraged elephants,
radioactive gophers,
the end of time,
crippling loneliness,
Schlitz, hooliganism, fire,
smog,
asbestos, gas station egg salad.
Start your subscription today.
Warning, Danger Box contains actual danger. Use caution when opening Danger Box.
We now return to Flight of the Bucket.
Captain's log supplemental. Well, the inspection is not going as well as I would have liked, but hope springs eternal. I expect everything else on the tour will go peachy keen. Captain out.
So, is this your FTL drive?
No, this is our FTL drive.
Why is it making that sound?
I am also really afraid of clowns.
No, why is the FTL making that sound?
Because it's working really hard.
I'm afraid I've never met Captain Picard.
I said because it's working really hard. And now it appears to need a nap.
You jump with that thing?
On occasion, if the need arises.
Have you ever had any incidents related to your jumps?
No, No incidents.
No. Nothing. No trouble at all.
See? Perfectly fine.
We've certainly never accidentally swapped brains with each other, or accidentally turned someone inside out, or accidentally entered a demon dimension due to a bad jump. That's for sure.
All three of those things happened, didn't they?
Yes, ma'am.
That's just great.
Let's go to the bridge and finish my report.
Lungs, stay here and try and get the FTL back up and running.
Sure thing, Skipper.
The flight of the bucket will return after these messages.
Today, more men and women will be eaten alive by alien squid monsters than ever before in our galaxy's history. There are countless new moons in the sky, some on fire. By sundown, nearly 2,000 families will battle their loved ones for the last can of dog food, which is more than at any time in the past 4 years. Under the leadership of Star-Lord Cthulhu, our galaxy is weirder and darker and full of more dangerous spiders than any time in history. Why would we ever want to return to a time when no giant eye stares down from the heavens? Why, indeed. Paid for by Elect Cthulhu Super Pack. Madness guaranteed.
We now return to the flight of the bucket.
Here we are. The bridge. The nerve center. The brain, as it were, of the ship.
Yeah, if the body was in a coma.
What was that?
Nothing.
Hey, Captain. Care to take the stick? My break is coming up.
Not now, Mayfeld.
This is your pilot? Mayfeld, is it? Can I see your license?
Nope, don't got one.
What certification do you have?
My free spirit and my sense of daring do.
I don't know what to say.
There's nothing to say. At least not until you've met our prized intern, Cobbleton.
Wait, Cobbleton? You're not related to Admiral Jones Cobbleton, are you?
He's my uncle.
I'm surprised with your connections that you got placed here.
Oh, I can answer that. Lungs and I bumped into young Cobbleton at a delightful watering hole. The young man looked rather impressive in his crisp new uniform, to which I was reminded of my own stint in the Space Navy. So as we offered to buy him a shot or three.
One moment I was drinking in the bar, the next, it's 3 days later and I'm stuck on this ship.
You kidnapped him?
No, we did not technically kidnap him.
Technically?
Yes, for one, he is obviously an adult and not a child. So the proper term would be man-napping. And two, it was all sort of an accident, seeing as how he came to be on board. You see, the young man was in his cups, as it were, and we decided it would be risky to leave him alone in public. So we brought him back to the ship so he could sleep it off.
So why is he here now?
Funny story. We locked him in one of the spare berths and then kind of forgot about him until we was days away from the port.
That's it.
Look, we're doing the best we can. Sure, the Watercrest has seen better days as a spaceship.
Spaceship? This is not a spaceship. This is a sarcophagus.
A sarcophagus?
A death trap.
I know what sarcophagus means. I've read a book.
Color me surprised.
Please understand. Just because we're not all spit and polish.
If you had spit and polish, I might have something to work with.
I see where this is going. Okay, fine. How much?
How much what?
Credits. You know, for the bribe. I'm not exactly flush at the moment, but I've got a little scratch stuffed in the old mattress to help us come to an understanding.
Attempted bribery is also against ministry law.
Does that mean you won't take a bribe?
No, and I'm gonna have to put that in my report.
Oh, that's it. That is it. Give me that data pad. Give it to me.
Why? What are you gonna do with it?
I'm gonna smash it upside the bulkhead.
Destroying ministry property is against the regs.
Oh, you and your laws, your regs, your safety rules, pushing around working class folks like myself. You ought to try and take it easy on us that's trying to make it in this cruel universe.
I have been easy due to some misguided hope that somehow, somewhere, I would discover something about this ship that would be a positive so that maybe I could let you pass. but there's nothing.
No, what? Sorry, I got a little distracted. What were you saying?
This ship does not even meet the minimum safety standards.
Just give it to me straight. What are my chances?
Zero. There's zero chances of you passing.
Then why didn't you just say so?
I did say so. Several times.
Look, just tell me what I can do to get that sticker.
Nothing! There's nothing you can do!
What about extra credit? Maybe write an essay, continuing education classes, anything. I'll do anything. Just tell me what.
Don't be ridiculous and stop shouting at me!
Yeah, I would like to apologize for my uncouth outburst. Sobriety is creeping back upon my person, and that lends me to a foul mood.
Apology not accepted.
Understood. But come on. We have to pass that inspection. Without that sticker, we'll be ruined. What'll happen to my crew?
For one, they'll live a lot longer.
But this crew loves me, and they love this ship.
Do they? Hey, Cobbleton.
Yes, ma'am?
Tell me honestly, what's it like to serve on this ship?
Answer carefully, Cobbleton, or your uncle's gonna get you back in pieces.
Don't listen to him. Just answer the question.
It's great.
Good boy, Cobbleton. Now go down to engineering and help Lungs.
Okay.
Captain Standard, you need to face reality.
I have faced many a reality, especially when jumping with our admittedly janky FTL drive.
Stop embarrassing yourself. You failed inspection. Final.
Meaning?
Meaning your ship will be docked till you can somehow bring it back to code or it gets scrapped. It's probably gonna be scrapped.
Please, if that happens, I'll legally be barred from calling myself captain.
My hands are tied.
I've been a captain for over 40 years.
You'll have to move on.
Look here, I am a decorated war veteran. I fought against the bug peoples of Orion 7, the sentient rocks of Asteroid 33-A, and the monstrous sandworms on that there desert planet, not to mention my victory over the Gectonians.
Are you kidding me? The Gectonians were knee-high lizards that we literally crushed with our feet.
Yes, we did crush them with our feet, by the millions. But it was still a war.
You're just making this sad.
Listen to me, you arrogant, uptight, petty, neo-fascist, and you listen good.
Jersey, please.
That's Captain Standard to you, Missy.
No, it's not.
What did you just say to me?
You're not a captain.
Oh, yeah.
What now? Radiation leak? Hull breach? Rat mutations?
Who told you about the rat mutations?
Put a pin in that. What about the alarm?
Well, let's see. Putor?
Online.
What's up with the alert?
Incoming transmission from Agamemnon Station.
That's my home port.
That's my home port.
You're such a child.
I am a child at heart. Putor, what's the transmission say?
The message is garbled and difficult to understand. It's something about an attack.
They're under attack? By who?
Apparently, they're under attack by the Gectonians.
Huh. Did not see that coming.
This has been Flight of the Bucket. Tune in next week for another exciting episode.
If you want to know more about the people that put this all together, just go to superhappyproductions.com. It's fun! You can exercise your fingers on one of those keyboards. My fingers are so strong.